Welcome to the Rides with Certainty podcast. It's me, your host, Jess Massion. Whether you're here for a long time or you're here for the first time, I hope you gain some value from this episode. Some insight into your life and how you can make your business more enjoyable. How you can show up in life in a way that is deeper and more expansive and that allows you to access more wealth and freedom, because that's what it's all about. Enjoy this episode. Share it with a friend, drop in with us, and let us know what your favorite takeaway was. I'm so excited for you to be here. This is where we do things differently. But most importantly, it's what you choose to do after listening to this that's going to have the most impact. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the podcast. It's a solo episode today. You just got me, your gal, chatting. This is actually the first podcast that I've recorded since I came down with the flu. It was horrible. So my voice sounds great now. And if it gets a little husky, just imagine it's part of the vibe. Cool. Great. We're here. We're doing it. Today, I really want to speak about, you've seen it. You clicked on it, right? You know what you're listening to. Balancing work and personal life and a strategy for that, for the busy woman. For the woman that is sitting there right now that's going, I do not know how to do it all. I want to do this and I want to do that and I cannot figure out how to balance it all. Well, you've come to the right place. And in this episode, I'm going to help you overcome any obstacles that you might be feeling and hopefully give you exactly what you need to be able to feel secure in your work-life balance. Right, give you some real life strategies to implement to feel great in it. It's a lot, right? Especially if you're an entrepreneurial woman, even if you're not, even if you're working full time or part time, maybe you have a side hustle, maybe you have a hobby that you love to do, maybe you're a mama and you have to take care of your children as well, right? There's a lot of things that we balance on all of our plates. And it's a juggling act and it can feel like a lot to get lost in, but guess what? There is strategy in it. There is a solution and I'm here to help you with it. So it's something that I have really learned how to do. I used to be the biggest workaholic ever. I'm telling you, I got to work early and I left late. I was almost always the last one to leave. I would stay after my shift finishes, and you don't get overtime for what I was doing. I just loved it. But I mean, it was a distraction from the depression and anxiety that I was feeling outside of work in my natural life, right? That's okay. We're here now. We're happy now. We're healthy now. It's great. It can be easy though to not put yourself first, especially if you love what you're doing. Especially if you love what you're doing, it's so easy to put yourself on the back burner, to put your needs second, right? What is the first thing to go when you start to get really busy? For me, it's food. I don't eat as healthily when I'm really busy. I will just snack. I'll just make noodles or eat frozen food. When actually I know to thrive, I need a big, nutritious, homemade, a lot of greens, a lot of meat, a lot of nutrition in every single meal that I have, right? And when I get busy, what's the first thing to go? That. So it's firstly noticing what it is that slips when you get busy. And generally, that's the thing that you need to focus on the most. So it's about putting yourself first, no matter what. And yes, I even mean if you've got children, if you've got a partner, put yourself first no matter what. You hear the analogy of when you're on an airplane, you put your mask on first before you help those around you. You can't fill from an empty cup, right? You got to fill your cup up so that you can fill others. Do you want me to give you some more metaphors? It is so crucial that you take care of yourself first. And when you are really busy and your calendar is so full and you have so many exciting projects that you're working on, right? And the deadline's coming up and it's so exciting and you're invested and you're passionate and you're using this fuel, you don't have time for anything else. That's exactly the moment that you put more time into yourself, right? This is the new way where you don't need to work harder. You don't need to put more effort in. That is going to lead to burnout. And burnout's not cool. We're not striving for burnout. It's not something to be idealized. You get to create a world of calm, of peace, of simplicity. It gets to be so much easier than before. And that actually does mean acting differently. It means doing things differently. It means when you would normally wake up, brush your teeth, put your makeup on and run out the door, it is, okay, cool. What can I do for myself first? How can you go, okay, what do I need first? And this gets to be as simple as changing your morning routine, right? If your day is so busy, can you wake up an hour earlier? Right? There is always time. Time is a construct. It is made up. You get to control it. You choose where you put your energy in. When people tell me they don't have time, it's just not an excuse. It's the lowest excuse of anything. It's about reprioritizing what's important to you, because there is enough time. There is enough time for all of it. How are you filling your time? That's the question. It's like, where is it going? Do a budget of your time. Analyze, where is my time going? What am I spending the most doing every single day or every single week? You know, are you driving too much? Do you need to go an hour away every single day, so you're spending 2 hours in the car every day when you could be spending an hour on yourself? Or could you combine and habit stack and use one of your other times and combine it to listen to podcasts, to listen to some meditation, to sing, and spend an hour really in your heart space and growing that part of you, right? How can you incorporate nourishing yourself into the busyness, right? Atomic Habits is a great book, and it speaks about habit stacking. And what if you get to create nourishing yourself as a habit? And it actually just gets to be that easy. For me, it started with waking up early, doing a meditation, reading a book, journaling. What else did I do? Drink water, make a cacao or a cup of coffee. I did this every single morning religiously until it became a habit, right? Every single morning, it started through discipline, and now I just love it. Now waking up and spending that time on myself is such a pleasurable experience. At the start, it was kind of weird. It was kind of confusing and hard to go, oh, I just get to sit here and write on a piece of paper and that's all that I do? What do you mean? Like, what's the purpose? The purpose is to love yourself. The purpose is just to connect to your heart, to your thoughts, to let everything out, to spend time dedicated to yourself, right? This is actually the strategy for success, right? It's not about do more, work more. It's about creating balance and unity in all of it, in going, am I the happiest and best version of me? I want you to actually ask yourself that right now. Like, you sitting here listening to this, are you the happiest and healthiest version of you? And if the answer is no, then there is work to do. Because if that from that place, everything great comes. From when you are happy, when you are healthy, when you are acting in alignment with your higher self, that's when the manifestations and abundance come in, baby. That's when everything starts to come into fruition for you. You become a magnet for everything that you desire, right? It comes to you. It's like, hang on, what's that energy? I need some of that. I'm going to come towards that, right? It's this magnetic, energetic force that you create when you live from a place of alignment, right? My life became amazing as soon as I started doing these things. Dead set serious. I started meditating. I started doing yoga and I started reading every day. Bam. Job opportunity in Queensland. Bam. Different opportunity. Bam. Started my own business. Bam. Traveled the world. Not the world. You know, enough of it for me to say that, to feel satisfied. Just buying an international ticket was freaking life-changing. just literally purchasing it and waiting at the airport on my own with my backpack and my suitcase, my luggage, going, I'm actually doing this. That in itself was the life-changing. I didn't even need to leave. That getting there and buying the ticket was life-changing enough. So anyway, I digress. It's somewhere, where are we? I just went visualized myself at an airplane. I'm like, where are we going next? Secrets. There's always a plan. If you ever didn't think there wasn't a plan, there's always a plan. Just saying. So I also wanted to say, so anybody that knows me or has worked with me, has done any of my masterclasses or been in any kind of closer world to me, knows how much I speak systems and strategy alongside the magic, alongside the magnetism, alongside the witchy woo-woo magic. We got to make sure everything's organized. Like, I love a spreadsheet. I love some organization, which is why I'm bringing it into this conversation. Google Calendar will be your best fucking friend. Google Calendar, download it if you don't have it already. It's your Bible. Like, everything goes in the calendar. Absolutely everything, right? Schedule in your work times, schedule in travel time, schedule in time with your friends, schedule in time for yourself, right? Every single week, I block out Fridays. What do I have on Fridays? Nothing, according to everyone else. Fridays is whatever I want to do, right? And if I didn't create this in my schedule, Fridays would be the same as every other day, and then I would get into this loop of always, always, always working, because I love what I do and I want to do it all the time. So what I do is I schedule in, I have my morning meditation practice scheduled in my calendar. I have a lunch break, I have a dinner break, I have my bedtime in there. I also schedule in my calls. Everything is in the calendar. But the calendar is not just for work. It also gets to be for fun. Right. And I use different colors. Colors are a great anchor. So I have my work in one color, I have my fun in another color, I have my creation in another color, right? And anchor this into your life, right? If you are struggling with the balance, schedule it in. Get nerdy, get simple. Like, it's okay. Schedule in sex with your partner. Actually, schedule in a date night. Schedule in a self-love date night, you know, whatever it is that is important for you, pop it in the calendar and then use the calendar as a Bible. Seriously, I've been doing this since I started my business. So I was traveling and I had so much free time and I was like, how do I organize my life to start feeling free and also having structure so that I can work towards my goals? Because I have big goals all the time and they get bigger and bigger every year. It's crazy and great. And that means scheduling it in so that I can work towards making it happen and ensuring that I have fun on the journey, right? So there it is, a bit of a cough. Sorry about that. the journey is so much more about fun than you realize, right? So if you do feel like you're tippling too much into work mode or into taking things too seriously, I highly encourage you to bring in more fun into your life. Like, how can you make your day, your week more fun? Seriously, like, where is it that you can incorporate more of this? Where is it that you can bring in even more fun, more play, more creation? Did you used to paint when you were younger and you haven't painted for a while? Go buy a canvas and schedule in to at least like 2 hour block of painting. Whatever day feels great for you, pop it in there and make it habitual. Make it part of it. As easy as anything else comes into the world, just as easy as that happens, it is easy for you to do the fun things because it becomes part, just as necessary as everything else. Seriously, like, you create it. You create your goddamn life. You create every single bit of it. So it's about creating the fun to be just as important as the so-called serious things that we need to do. For me, fun is a necessity. I remember having a chat with a beautiful woman online And I advocate for fun so much. If you guys follow me on Instagram, and if you don't, go follow me because I'm a vibe. And I have fun all the time. I go to the beach far too often for a normal human being, right? Most of my time is spent doing things that I love, and that allows me to show up in my business more, right? I'm not working from a place of discomfort or of need. I work because I love it and because my cup is so full that it's easy for me to pour it to you guys. It's easy for me to jump on and do a podcast and give so much value and so much of myself because my cup is overflowing, you know? Like, that's where it gets to be. And this is what I'm encouraging you, and I hope this podcast episode encourages you to do. Especially for the busy woman out there that's going, I just don't know how she does it. Like, how is she having so much free time? Like, I created this life. I could very easily sit at my computer for 12 hours a day and type away and create things, and it wouldn't make me feel good. And then I wouldn't feel good. And then I wouldn't be able to show up in this light that I do. Right? It's just as important to have fun as it is to be serious. Both are important, right? We need to be serious so we can make shit happen. But you need to be fun so that you have the energy to be serious, right? How many of you that have been really busy, struggling and balancing it, are going, oh, I'm exhausted. I need a fucking holiday, right? I don't need a holiday, ever. My life is a holiday. Do you see how I've done that? I don't need a break from this. Because I incorporate the fun and the freedom into every single day. There is freedom in all of it. That means I don't need to escape it. I don't need to take a break or take a couple week vacation or switch off. I already do. I already have it organized. It's already in there. And so this is my number one strategy, which is actually scheduling it and organizing it in a way that feels good for you. And it's going to be different for every single person. Like, what feels good for me won't necessarily feel good for you. Maybe you need more time with family. Maybe you need more time with animals, whatever it might be. I'm getting some weird downloads come through for you guys. So there's that one. Another thing that I wanted to mention is presence in relationships. For anybody that works from their phone or from their laptop or from home, we're on our phones a lot. I'm on my phone a lot for work, like all the time. I'm either on my phone, I'm on my laptop. Right now I'm on both. Right now I'm recording a video on my phone, I'm on my laptop recording this as well. Like, it's all happening. What that means though is when I'm with people, when I'm with my friends, my phone's away, right? Everybody that hangs out with me knows that I'm not on my phone. I'm not messaging people unless I have something urgent that I need to reply to. And then I'm replying, apologies for being on my phone. And then I put my phone away again. I get to create so much deep connections in person, which separate that, the work, right? Because it's so important. And at the same time, as I'm going to get to something right at the end, which is just going to blow this whole conversation into the park. And the presence in relationships is one of the most valuable things. It's something that I don't see in maybe the generation above me and the generation below me. I think we're in a bit of a sweet spot where we know what life was like before the phones, and we know what life was like with the phones. It can be easy to be obsessed with it and carry it with you all the time and be on it all the time and play games when you're with people, whatever it is. I don't really know what people do. There is no part of me that wants to be on my phone when I'm with someone. So it's about creating depth and presence, like looking into someone's eyes, putting your phone in the other room, put it on do not disturb. You're allowed to do that, you know. You can even set, if you're really worried and you're someone that it's like, but what if this person calls me? What if that person calls me? You can select for certain contacts to be able to call you on do not disturb, right? I think my grandma can call me. Oh, I think she has to call me twice. They have to call twice if it's an emergency. You'll know about it. Otherwise, the whole world doesn't have to contact you, right? We've just all of a sudden come into this time where you need to be available all the time, right? Since when did that become a thing? Not in my world. I'm available when I want to be available. If I'm not available, I'm not. And people know that. Like, I'm available with my clients. We use messaging. So outside of our sessions, I'm available 24/7. Doesn't mean I reply 24/7. Like, my clients know and respect that I have my life and I have my time outside of messaging them. And they can message me anytime. They can message me in the middle of the night. And I'll reply to them in the morning. I'll reply to them within my own hours that I schedule for myself to be present and available for business, right? If I'm having dinner with my friends, that message is sitting, I might read it and I might leave it on read. And that's okay, because that allows me to see, is this urgent? No. Cool. It can wait. Right? And it's allowed. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to make people wait. You're allowed to take time for yourself and put yourself first. People understand. And like, if they get offended, it's because they haven't yet integrated this in their life. And you get to be the beacon that shows them the way. You get to be the person that shows them, hey, actually, your personal life is more important than me. It's okay. I will not be offended. My friends, sometimes we message on different apps and I get it because I work online and they work online, and they'll be like, sorry, I didn't reply to your other message over here. And I'm like, babe, it's fine. It's okay. You'll get to it when you get to it. Like, some people think, I'm sure there's some people that I haven't replied to. Eek. Sorry, there are so many DMs. Instagram takes, after a while, honestly, some of them disappear. I'm not in love with the app in messaging. Like, so I'll go to catch up and there's only like 10 messages there. And I'm like, well, I know I was speaking to more than 10 people. That's, and then it'll come back up around again, right? And I love that I've created this where people know, I still love them. I still love everyone. I connect to everyone that I speak to. If you've ever messaged me, it's because I freaking love you and I'm sending you good vibes. Just because I'm not present, I'm unavailable whenever anyone wants me, doesn't change that. It's because I value my own time and my own self so much that it becomes magnetic, that it leaks into every area of my life and makes everything better because I put myself first. Makes sense? And so I encourage you to do that too. Change the way that you act with yourself. Everyone else will start to realize their value as well, because when you put yourself first, it might trigger someone else, honestly. It may. But what you're doing is showing them that it gets to be like that. By putting yourself first, you're showing people that that's right and that's okay. And then you get to show up in your relationships even bigger and even brighter without needing to show up in the relationship. You get to show up because you want to, which is so much more loving and beautiful. Like, that is the kind of relationships that I want. All right, it's so much better. So there's that. And I wanted to leave you with this last one. This is the one that'll blow you out of the park. You don't need to separate work and personal life. You don't need to try and balance it all. What if it's just life? What if you get to just make every single bit of it enjoyable and full of love? And what if you get to make it all exactly as you design? Because that's actually available for you as well. Right, where work doesn't feel like work, where work gets to be fun, and then personal life gets to be fun, and you get to balance all of this in the most perfect divine way that feels great every single day. Like, yes, that's possible. Yes, it's available to you. Yes, you will have to overcome some blocks. You will have to overcome that self-doubt, that fear, those insecurities, that little voice in your head that's telling you that you're not good enough, that people are going to judge you. You got to get over those. And then on the other side is the reward, the abundance. It's there for you. And I hope this helps in giving you the strategies that you need to implement to make your life a little bit better, to make your life a little bit more unified, right? You don't need to push anything away or change anything. You just get to learn a new way of doing things that feels really great. Right? If you loved this episode and you resonated with any part of it, the best thing that you could do to support me and to support any people that you may know that would potentially benefit from this knowledge is to share this episode to your social media, to share it with your friends, share it around, share the message so that people can gain value from it as well, right? We're not gatekeeping. Share it to people that need it. I appreciate your support, and I'm sure the people that you share it with will appreciate the love in the intention of you sending this stuff to them as well. So I appreciate your support. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.